What this new cyber organization is going to do is really take over the operations or defensive work that the U.S. Cyber Command has been doing for the last 4 years. If you remember, Tom, the Defense Department created this Cyber Command in 2010 with the goal of overseeing cyber as what they call a unified or a sub-unified command. Over time, as we know, cyber threats, cyber actions have grown. DoD leaders decided that they need to let the U.S. Cyber Command really focus on strategy and have someone take over operations. And I think DISA was the obvious choice. Now, Brigadier General Robert Skinner is the deputy commander of what they call the Joint Force Headquarters. He'll be leading the new, what they call the JTF DODIN, DoD Information Networks, Joint Task Force, which will officially reach that initial operating capability on January 15th.
At the beginning of the initial operational capability, there's about 14 to 19 tasks that we are going to be doing that we are taking away from U.S. Cyber Command to focus our efforts in building capacity and capability. The end result is to provide unity of command and unity of effort across the entire Department of Defense information networks. Now, what does that mean? Well, first and foremost, that we have an identified, agreed upon, and approved command and control framework with 39 plus, because it seems like every time we turn around, we find a different organization that needs to be part of this framework. 39 organizations that we're going to be building this capacity and capability from a command and control standpoint.
Now, Skinner spoke yesterday at the FCADC chapter luncheon, big panel discussion on DISA. He says part of this IOC is the need to build capacity and capability. Now, capacity means, at least initially, bringing in about 219 employees from DISA, the Cyber Command, and other military services.
Then what we're going to do is we're going to build capability. Just because you have individuals, and we have a lot of great individuals on the team, doesn't mean that you have the right type of capability. So whether it's through additional training, additional education, collective training, as a matter of fact, until we're able to get that, then that's where we're going to really kind of build a capability to include the TTPs, to include the equipment, to include some additional resources. The other thing we're going to do, and this is where I think you will really come in handy, and this is building partnerships. And it's not just building partnerships with the 39 organizations that we have identified within the Department of Defense, whether it's the COCOMs, whether it's and other agencies. It's leveraging industry, leveraging the commercial world, leveraging academia to build this capacity and capability so that we have a better understanding of the Department of Defense information networks, so that the ultimate goal is to secure, operate, and defend the DoD.
Now, Skinner says he expects this new cyber organization to reach full operational capability sometime in 2016.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, didn't DISA have a cyber organization before this one? I mean, why did they get rid of it if they did? And so, therefore, have this task of bringing it back now.
Right. And if you remember it, and I'm sure you covered this quite a bit, the old JTF-GNO, Joint Task Force Global Network Operations, there was even one before that started in the 90s, something in effect of JTF Computer Network Defense, I think it was CND. And now JTF-GNO was launched back in the 2004. They closed it down and merged it as part of the U.S. Cyber Command in 2010. I think the difference here, though, is the unified aspect of not only of Cyber Command, but of this new DISA organization, the Joint Task Force DoD Information Networks. If you remember, Tom, JTF-GNO had probably what many would say is less overall control or authority over the DoD networks. I think the services, I think the DoD agencies, they each were kind of doing their own thing based on what the JTF-GNO was saying. I think the difference here is now Cyber Command is definitely in place with a policy and authority. And this new organization, the JTF DODIN, will have the information and situational awareness really to give the Cyber Command and others the decision-making data it needs to create policy and deal with threats.
So from a Cyber Command and, I'll say, Joint Force Headquarters DODIN standpoint, of those 39 organizations that I briefly mentioned, the service components are part of that. So there will be a day-to-day, daily, I'll say, operational updates. There will be operational planning teams. There will be a significant partnership between us and those 39 plus organizations. At initial operational capability, what we've defined as the partners initially are the service components. So that includes our cyber, it includes MAR Force cyber, it includes Fleet cyber, and actually it includes Coast Guard cyber and NAF cyber also. It also includes U.S. Transcom as kind of the first combatant commander that we want to, first combatant command that we want to kind of cut our teeth on as we learn, as we build our capacity and capability. Then the last one is the Defense Information Systems Agency. So Joint Force Headquarters DOTIN will build partnerships, but also provide command and control for all those organizations as they kind of move forward to provide consistency of effort, unity of effort, and unity of command.
So Brigadier General Skinner now gets to take this on and launch it in just in a couple days. And it's going to be interesting to see how DOD, and obviously specifically in this case DISA and the Cyber Command, really does take advantage of those partnerships and influence those changes. The JTF DOTIN could easily end up suffering from, in many ways, the same disparate organizational challenges as the JTF GNO did. So something to watch, Tom, over the next, you know, few months, few years.
All right, so this cyber organization is part of a broader DISA reorganization. You mentioned the five C's. What else do we know about that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think what's been going on with the DISA reorg is they really wanted to say, how can we serve better? How can we be more customer-focused, have better coordination and accountability? Lieutenant General Ronnie Hawkins is DISA's director. He says, you know, we talked about those five C's yesterday. Again, cyber, cloud, collaboration, command, and control.
When we start looking at what we have to do in defensive cyberspace operations, we've got to have that cyber sovereignty that the Department of Defense expects from us. So we look at cyber as the first area right in there. The next one I would look at is cloud. Many of you have seen and talked about, and I've read about it in a paper myself, about the memo that Mr. Halverson has put out on where the department is going with cloud. We still have areas within DISA that we have to deliver on that. So the second C that I look at is cloud. The next C that I look at is collaboration. Everything that we're doing in the mobile environment, everything that we're doing in the collaboration environment, unified capabilities, all of those things are tied into that third C. And then the fourth and fifth C are command and control. We are not going to get rid of that. We are the premier organization that does that for the Department of Defense.
Now, inside those five C's, you heard Lieutenant General Hawkins talk about cyber. Cyber is definitely a huge, huge piece of it, but it's going to really, again, move into everything that the DISA does. And so instead of having this, you know, Office of Information Assurance or cybersecurity, they actually created a risk management organization, which is going to be led by Mark Orndorff. And this group is going to help DISA and its customers understand the cyber risks and make decisions about how much risk they can accept within each mission that DISA is helping certain agencies meet. In fact, Orndorff says DISA will issue a new cloud security guidance in the coming days. This guidance actually will give DOD the kind of separate rules around moving non-national security systems to the cloud and rules for moving national security systems to the cloud. So something else to watch out for in the coming days. Probably the biggest change is how DISA will interact with its customers. Alfred Rivera is DISA's Principal Director for Enterprise Services. He will lead this new organization that's going to really be focused solely on bringing DISA's customers together with DISA's technology experts to ensure everybody's on the same page at the beginning. Rivera says that he is bringing in and training workers to be customer relationship management experts, and his goal is to understand the customer needs and make sure, again, they're involved in the entire development process. Now, once his office is set up and going, he will be joined at the hip with the new Sustainment and Implementation Office that's going to be run by Dave Bennett, who's currently been serving as DISA's Chief Information Officer. Bennett says the Sustainment and Implementation Office isn't focused on creating something, but taking what's been created by Alfred Rivera's office and ensuring it's available to whoever wants it or needs it.
One of the big changes that's going on in the organization is really to single up roles and responsibilities within the agency, so we, as well as others, don't have to try and figure out where they got to go to get something done. So from a development perspective, Mr. Rivera and his center do the requirements and the development. We, my organization, the Implementation and Sustainment Center, work in coordination with them to ensure that the implementation plan for the capabilities they develop and the sustainment plan for the capabilities they develop is in sync with how we want to operate and how we go forward to ensure that we are able to put capability out quickly and sustain it and reduce costs as we go forward.
Now, the final change that we haven't talked about, Tom, is around innovation, and that's where Dave Mihelchek comes in. He's DISA's Chief Technology Officer. He says his office will oversee both current science and technology efforts as well as research and development efforts. And the key here is oversee, not do. He says he will execute no funding, but make sure the funding that is being executed by organizations who do R&D or science and technology meet current and future challenges in a very coordinated role. So as you can see here, major changes for DISA. It's reorganizing. It's changing the environment where shared services and customer-focused organizations really are the key to success. And we do have a link on federalnewsradio.com to the new DISA organizational chart. Everyone can and see it and see where all the bodies now sit and understand whose belly button they need to push.